So the book of Nahum again talks about God's coming judgment on Nineveh. But just what has Nineveh done that warrants such a big judgment?
上一次我们已经跟大家分享过了，但是我们稍微提一提。
And we talked about it last week, but we'll do a quick revision. At that time, Nineveh was one of the biggest cities. Assyria was a powerful and large country, and Nineveh as its capital was a great and grand city. The city of Nineveh was 100 feet high.
这个城呢，而且呢，有它的厚度，这个城呢有三个马车，三队的马车都可以，所以它的城很阔，在上面可以赛跑。
Through the streets of Nineveh were three carriageways, and it was very broad.
而且那个尼尼微城呢，它的守望台呢，这个watch tower呢，有150层高，所以是非常强大，非常大，而且环绕有80公里长，所以这件事围绕没有人能攻打这个城。
It was a massive city with watch towers and multiple watch towers of 150 feet high, and there was it was an impenetrable city.
而且这个城呢，他们攻打别人的时候呢，当他们打胜仗的时候，不是只说把军人把这些敌人杀死，他连他们的女人、他的孩子、老人全部都杀害，而且呢，很强暴的手段来对付这些手无寸铁的老人啊、小孩等等。
Now their approach to war, the Ninevites or the Assyrians, was not simply to defeat their enemy, but to defeat the old, the women, and the children of their enemy, and they were cruel in doing that.
而且他们很出名的就是他们把所有的人头砍了之后堆积成一座一座的山起来。
In fact, they became famous for after having killed their enemies, stacking their heads into a little mountain.
甚至他们要他们的家人把他的父亲的头砍下来之后，要他把他的头举起来，在街上游行示众。
Not just that, they insisted on people killing their own relations and putting their heads on a stake and walking around the city.
甚至呢，他们把人呢活生生的扒他的皮，让他的皮全部整身的皮被扒出来，人还是活的。
They were also known to skin people alive.
然后人把人的皮呢包在他的墙上面，让人来看。
And they used that skin to wrap pillars so that people can see them.
他们把所有的眼睛挖出来放在一边，把耳朵挖出来放在一边，把这个舌头挖出来放在一边，让众人他是让敌人知道他们有多残忍就有多残忍。
They would gouge out the eyeballs of their enemies, remove their tongues and their ears, and they would put them in a pile of a collection that they would display to people their cruelty and their might.
所以不但是他对付这个军人或者你有敌人，你是对付他的敌人，但是连他的孩子、连他的妇人、连他的怀孕的妇人、老人家、小孩，他同样的对付。
This was not simply to defeat their enemy, but it was to completely decimate and humiliate them by killing every last one from the oldest to pregnant women to children.
所以很多诗歌诗篇里面讲说。 How long, 主啊，有多长？还要等多久，主啊？难道你不为我们伸冤吗？到底要等多久啊，主啊？你在这种情况底下呢，怎么能够面对这样长期的被欺压呢
？And you will see in Psalms, especially of the longing or the forlorn tone in which the psalmist said, "How long will this continue?"
所以我们就来到这个诗篇。
And so we come to this.
神对于这样的欺压别人的罪人呢，神说神有神的时间，神等，等，等，等到他们的罪恶满盈，等他们的罪满够做够了，神就会审判他们。
We come to Nahum and we see God saying, we see God waiting for the time when their sin reaches its full capacity, its completion of its sin before God comes to judge them.
让我们来一起看马鸿书。
Let's look at Nehemiah.
今天呢，我们一起看呢，就把这个好像是看过去了。
So today we'll look at this together and we will complete it.
你不用回家看，现在马上给你一起看。
You don't have to go home to look at it, we'll see it together.
让我们来去看拿鸿书第一章。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 1.
拿鸿书第一章第一节说，论尼尼微的末世，就是伊勒哥斯人拿鸿的末世。第二节，耶和华是祭邪施暴的神，耶和华是施暴大有愤怒。 向他仇敌施暴，向他的仇敌怀怒。耶和华不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不有罪为无罪。这句话很重要。你看，他趁风和风暴而来，他趁旋风和风暴而来，云彩为他脚下的尘土，他拆撤海干干了，他使一切的江河干枯，巴山和江密的树林衰残。 篱笆树和花草也衰残了。第五节，大山小山，大山因它震动，小山因它消化，大地面前筑起，世界和住在其间的也是如此。他发怒，谁能站立呢？他发烈怒，谁能站得起来呢？他的怒气如火倾倒，磐石因它分裂。
Nehem chapter 1, an oracle concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nehem of Elpoch. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The God is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, the bloom of Lebanon withers. The mountains quake before him, the hills melt. The earth heaves before him, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? His wrath pours out like fire, and the rocks are broken into pieces by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him.
你看到圣经，你读这一段圣经，你的感觉是什么？
As you read this passage, what feelings are you having?
有一些人解经家说，哎呀，拿鸿书是最难读的圣经。
Some Bible scholars say, oh, the book of Nehemiah is one of the hardest books to read.
因为他讲到神是报应的神。
Because it describes God as a vengeful, wrathful God.
有些人说这个拿鸿书是圣经里面最糟糕的一本书，或者是 disgrace， 这个本书不应该在圣经里面。
And some say that this book is a disgrace to their God. It shouldn't be in the Bible.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，我们要很小心。我问你，你的神是你心中想象出来的神呢，还是圣经所记载的神？
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful because we need to ask ourselves if the God that we worship is a figment of our imagination or the God of the Bible.
我们来认识神的时候，我们要知道，神是他是自我启示的神，他告诉我他是谁，不是我想象要他怎么样就怎么样。
We need to understand that this God is not a created being. He created us, and we do not say what He should be like.
有些人说，我的神不会残忍，我的神不会这样，我的神不会审判人，我的神不会下死人下地狱，我的神，我才是不要这样的神。
We've all heard people who say, "This my God is not like that. My God will not be so cruel. My God is loving. My God will not cause people to go to hell."
但是我要问你，你手上拿的这本是圣经呢？是自我启示？他告诉我他是怎么样的神，还是你说我要敬拜，我怎么样这样的神我才敬拜，这样的神我就不敬拜
？But let me ask you, what is this book that you hold in your hand? Is it the word of the everlasting God? Can you say that? No, I don't want a God like that.
不是的，你很清楚的。如果你认为你圣经所拿的这本书是神的话，他启示的这一位神就是我要敬拜的神。
No, if you are clear that this is the word of God, then how I worship is according to this book.
第二节说，耶和华祭邪施暴的神。
In verse 2 it says, the Lord is a jealous and avenging God.
施暴，venging，他其实在这边讲，耶和华是祭邪施暴的神，耶和华施暴，然后呢，第三，接下来他说向敌人施暴，三次讲施暴。
Now note this, he says, The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. He goes on to say the Lord is avenging and wrathful. And he says it again. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries. Vengeance, vengeance, vengeance.
哇，我有些人说我不能够接受。
You might say, why? I can't take this.
神是不是一个报应人的神呢？
Is God truly a God that is vengeful?
我们可以报应别人吗？
Can we be vengeful towards others?
当然我们不可以。
Of course not.
我们不可以是因为我们是被造之物。
But we can't do that because we are the created, the
creature. 但是圣经告诉我们，神是施暴的神，他是一个报应人的神。
But the Bible tells us that our God is a God of vengeance.
你看这个罗马书第十二章。
Take a look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章里面告诉我们很清楚，我们以前读过很，其实我们讲过很多次。
Romans chapter 12 is something we've seen many times before.
罗马书十二章第十七节说，不要以恶报恶。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 17 it says, repay no one evil for evil.
那么在十九节说，亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上主说，经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
A few verses down in verse 19 it says, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
Vengeance is mine. 我们不能够以恶报恶，但是神说伸冤在我，我必报应。意思说我不可以报应别人，但是神必然报应。
Now we cannot be vengeful towards others, but God Himself says that He will take vengeance on His adversaries.
圣经是不是讲得很清楚？
Is the Bible not clear?
有些人说不是，神不会报应人的。
You might, some people say, no, God is not a vengeful God.
我可以告诉你，如果神不报应人，我们就没有希望。
But let me tell you, if God is not a God that of vengeance, then we have no hope.
神如果不按照他的公义来审判众人，来报应众人，我们就白白活了。
If God does not, according to His holiness, take vengeance on His adversaries, then
we are living with no.
All around us and throughout human history, we see that there are people and regimes that oppress and persecute the church.
他在地上得到伸冤吗？
Do we have any salvation on this earth?
我们在地上呢，很多时候得不到公义，得不到伸张。
Oftentimes on this earth, we cannot find that justice.
但是最后神必为我们伸冤。
But at the end, God will bring that justice.
你看第三节，耶和华不轻易大发怒，大有能力，为什么呢？他万不以有罪为无罪。
Now look at verse 3, it says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty.
所以他一定报应。
And that means He will definitely avenge the innocent.
所以什么意思呢? 神必为我们伸张正义。
That means that God will establish the justice that eludes us.
为什么呢? 因为他是创造宇宙万物的真神。
Why? Because He is the God that has created the heavens and the earth.
你看接下来他讲说，其实你注意看到这个拿红书其实是一个诗篇。
Now, if you look carefully, actually, you see that Nahum is a psalm.
其实很多先知书都是诗篇。
In fact, a lot of the prophets are psalms.
甚至有些人讲拿鸿的先知的诗篇呢是没有其他的诗篇可以比，因为他的形容词，他的写的非常的优美。
In fact, a lot of people regard Nahum as being an unparalleled psalm amongst the minor prophets.
所以他讲到他趁旋风跟暴风而来。 云彩在他脚下成为尘土，这些你注意到诗篇的很注意看它的 parallelism， 就是它的平行的诗，可以这么讲。所以你要在他在形容他趁旋风、趁暴风，云彩在他的脚下。
And you see the way that it is written in with such thought. It says, it continues to say in verse 3, his way is in whirlwind and storm, clouds are the dust of his feet, and it uses these parallelisms.
你看第四节, 他猜着海,
he says in verse 4, he rebukes the sea and makes it dry.
接着他说, 这个树林,
he says that Bashan and Carmel wither.
然后他第五节, 大山小山都笑话,
the mountains, he says in verse 5, quake before him.
第六节, 他说他发愤的时候, 谁能站立呢? 他发烈怒呢? 谁能担当起来?
Verse 6, who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger? The answer is no one can.
所以这个是创造宇宙万物的真神，他出现的时候呢，他必须审判罪人。
This is the Creator God, and when He comes, He must bring that judgment.
为什么他发这么大的怒气呢?
Why is He so angry?
为什么他报应人呢?
Why does He take vengeance on his adversaries?
第二节讲一句话，因为耶和华是 嫉妒或者说嫉邪的神。
In verse 2, it says, because the Lord is a jealous God.
哎呦，哎呀，嫉妒是一个不好的事情。
And then you will say, oh, jealousy is a bad thing.
那个是世界上的讲法，我告诉你，嫉妒是一件好事。
But that is the idea of the world. Let me tell you, jealousy is a good thing.
你知道吗? 作为一个太太或者作为一个丈夫, 你的爱只能够给你的丈夫，你的爱只能够给你的妻子，没有人别人可以享受。今天呢，有这个世界已经变得很糟糕，不但是别的人可以享受，而且是同性也可以享受，这个是错误的，在神的面前呢，你的爱只有给你的丈夫，你的妻子的爱只能够给丈夫，丈夫的爱只能够给妻子，不可以别跟别人同享。
And this jealousy is best expressed in a marriage where the love of a husband or a wife is only for their partner and their spouse. Today, our world has gotten so chaotic. We've fallen so far that love is no longer just within the marriage. In fact, it is no longer just between a man and a woman.
而且这边讲到，这个神是嫉邪或者是嫉妒的神是什么呢？ 因为神创造你，他只要你爱他，不能够爱其他的假神、偶像，不可以，只有他。这个是因为他为什么他可以这样讲呢？因为他就是创造你的神。And
when it says that the Lord is a jealous God, it means that your love is reserved just for God. Why can He do this? Why can He expect this? Because He is the God who created you.
所以神创造我们，我们只能够敬拜爱这一位创造我们的神。
And if He is the God that created you, then your love and your affections need to be reserved for Him.
我们这个敬拜不能够，我们只能够敬拜他，不能够敬拜假神，不能够敬拜偶像，因为这个敬拜这个爱呢是专属于他的。When
we love God, we give our affections to Him and not other gods and false gods.
当我们敬拜假神跟敬拜这些偶像的时候，神就发怒，就好像一个妻子发现丈夫不是完全的爱她。 而且在外面有很多的拈花惹草，很多的这些情人的时候，这个怒气是一样的，所以这个怒气是对的。And
when we worship gods that are false, worship other gods other than the God of the Bible, our God is jealous and He becomes angry about that. And in the same way, in the marriage, if a husband or a wife has affections for others outside of the marriage, then that jealousy is seen in the marriage.
所以这个神是嫉妒嫉邪的神，如果我们不敬拜他，他就会发这个怒气。So
we see that the Lord is a jealous and avenging God, and if we do not worship Him, then we will face His wrath.
我们不但要敬拜他，而且我们要反映神的形象，这个是他的意思，我们要遵守他的旨意。 他，我们听从他，按照他的旨意行，这个叫做圣洁。当我们违背他，或者不按照他的旨意行，不按照他的律法行，这个叫做犯罪。所以他说，他万不以有罪为无罪。Now
we need to give Him our affections, and we need to give Him our love. And if we do not, he is a jealous and avenging God, and that's why Nahum says that the Lord is avenging and wrathful.
所以在我们看第一章的时候，一看呢就知道这个第一节它的第一点呢就是
And so as we begin, and we look at our outline, the very first point is clear to us, the reality of judgment. And because they did not worship God, because they did not live according to God's laws and God's word, God is judging them.
第七节就给我们另外一个看法。
Verse 7 gives us another perspective.
所以第三节讲到神是大有能力要忍受这些恶是大有能力的，但是来到第七节的时候，神本为善。为什么呢？他在患难之日要保障，并且认得投靠他的人。
So you see in verse 3 it says the Lord is slow to anger and great in power. In verse 7 it says the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble.
为什么呢？ 这边就分辨出来，你是投靠神的人，还是你抵挡神的人。
And so immediately we see two groups of people. Are you the group that stands against God, or are you the ones who, as verse 7 says, take refuge in Him?
神本为善，他是 good， 他是善，他是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯。如果你投靠他，他必拯救你；如果你不投靠他，你抵挡他，他必然把你当作敌人来摧毁你。 其实呢，好多次这个《马鸿书》里面提到尼尼微城，他说：“我以你为敌。”
Are you? It says in verse 7 that the Lord is good, and if you are the ones who take refuge in Him, He will be your stronghold. But if you stand against God, then as the language of Nahum, God has made an enemy of Nineveh.
所以在这里呢，神审判尼尼微城。
And so here, God is judging the city of Nineveh.
你看第八节，但他必以仗义的洪水淹没尼尼微城，又驱逐仇敌进入黑暗。尼尼微啊，你为何谋攻击耶和华神呢？
Here we see in verse 8 that there will be an overflowing flood. He will make a complete end of the adversaries and will pursue his enemies into darkness. In verse 9, he says, "What do you plot against the Lord?"
所以这里呢，第一章给我们看见，神是审判人的神。
We see then in chapter 1 that this God is a God that judges.
所以尼尼为什么要审判尼尼微城呢？因为他们是继续抵挡神。 犯罪抵挡神，而且他们用强暴带所有的人。
And why does God judge Nineveh? Because they continue to stand opposed to God. They continue to oppress God's people.
所以这个就是第一章基本的概念。第二章呢？
And so that's the idea of chapter 1. What about chapter 2?
第二章呢，就第一章就讲到耶和华对尼尼微城的这个审判。这个就是我们的第一点。我们的第二点呢，就是耶和华神对尼尼微城。 的怒气.
So the first point is the reality of God's judgment on Nineveh. The second point is the rage against Nineveh.
你看第二章的第一节,
look at chapter 2 verse 1.
他说尼尼微啊，你打碎邦国上来，那打碎邦国的上来攻击你，打碎邦国的就是神.
It says in verse 1, the scatterer has come up against you. The scatterer refers to God.
所以他来攻击这个尼尼微.
And he is here to attack Nineveh.
然后他就说，你看第三节，他说，当然第二节是讲神要复兴以色列，复兴亚犹大。第三节说，他的勇士的盾牌是红的，精兵所穿的是朱红衣服。为什么讲红跟朱红呢？
So in verse 2 he talks about God restoring the majesty of Jacob. And in verse 3 he says, the shield of his mighty men is red. His soldiers are clothed in scarlet. Why is there this motif of red?
如果你回去好好读这一段圣经呢，你就会发现，其实他是在讲，这个红就代表血，你们会满地都是血。
And if you look at it carefully and you study it, you will see that the red represents a bloodbath. And in this judgment, there will be blood everywhere.
虽然尼尼微城是一个非常强大、非常强盛的国家。 但是呢，你会看到所有的人都充满了，都被血来遮盖。
And though Nineveh is a great city, the people of it will be covered in blood.
为什么神要这样的来毁灭尼尼微呢？
Why does God want to destroy Nineveh like that?
因为第三章就给我们看去他的理由。
Because in chapter 3, he gives us the reason.
所以我们的三点很简单。第一点呢，就是耶和华对尼尼微的审判；第二点是耶和华对尼尼微发怒；第三点呢，耶和华给尼尼微发怒的理由。
So, point 1, the reality of judgment on Nineveh, the rage against Nineveh, point 2, and point 3, the reasons for this rage.
所以第一点就是第一章，第二点就是第二章，第三点就是第三章。
It's simple, the first point correlates with the first chapter, the second point with the second chapter, and the third point with the third chapter.
第三章，你看第三章第一节。
Look at chapter 3, verse 1.
三章第一节，他给我们看到尼尼微承受审判的原因。地祸在你流人血的城啊！ 充满了慌杂和强暴，抢夺的是总部仔细。
He starts chapter 3 by saying, Woe to the bloody city, all full of lies and plunder, and no end to the prey.
所以第一个理由就是耶和华审判尼尼微城的人，是因为他流人血，他充满了慌。 谎言充满了强暴，他充满了这个抢夺的事。
That is the first reason as to God's judgment on Nineveh. He says they are a bloody city. They have inflicted harm and killed others. They are full of lies. They plunder others. And there is no end to their prey.
如果你看他的语言呢，非常的美丽，虽然是一个非常可怕，不过他你看第三节，马兵争先，刀剑发光，枪枪矛闪烁，被杀很多，尸首大堆，那么尸骸无数。你看到这些都是在形容当时候要发生的事情。
And despite the graphic nature of what he's describing, it is written, quite poetically. He says in verse 3, horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear, hosts of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end, they stumble over the bodies.
这个就是由这个尼尼微城，这个神给尼尼微城为什么他要审判他的理由。
And these are the reasons that God is giving for the destruction of Nineveh.
让我们看这个，所以第一个理由是他流人血的，他是流人血的城。第二呢，是他行邪术的城。
So let's look at these reasons. The first reason is that Nineveh is a city of blood. The second reason is that Nineveh is a city of witchcraft.
你看第三章第四节，都因那美貌的妓女多行淫，惯行邪术。 借着淫行诱惑列国，用邪术诱惑多族。这边讲的就是属灵上面的这种诱惑，意思他引诱人去离开神拜偶像，这个就是他讲的淫行。We
see in verse 4, and all for the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with a chance. And this refers to a spiritual idolatry that Nineveh is drawing the people towards.
所以神就用这个来审判他。
And so God is using, this is one of the reasons God is judging Nineveh.
所以这边给我们看到，神审判尼尼微是因为他们抢夺别人，杀害别人。第二，因为他们行邪术。第三呢，因为他们不肯受教，他们不学习。 神在他们周围给他很多的教训，他还是不肯受教。
So three reasons for Nineveh's judgment. The first, that they are a city of blood. They kill and they pillage. The second is that they are a city of witchcraft and they promote spiritual idolatry. The third is they fail to learn.
你看第八节，
Look at verse 8.
你岂比挪亚门强呢？挪亚门坐落在众河之间。 周围有水海，做他们的壕沟，又做他们的城墙。古时埃及是无穷的力量，胡人和这个路比族是他们的帮手。但是他们呢？但他被迁移、被掳去，他的婴孩在各室守被摔死。人为他的尊贵拈阄，他所有的大人都被帘子锁着。
In verse 8 it says, Are you better than cities that sat by the Nile with water around her, a rampart of sea and water her wall. Cush was her strength, Egypt too, and that without limit. Put and the Libyans were her helpers, yet she became an exile. She went into captivity. Her infants were dashed in pieces at the head of every street, for her honored men lots were cast, and all her great men were bound in chains.
所以神的意思说，你没有从埃及亚挪亚门就是指埃及的一个城，你没有从那边学到功课吗？你看到他以前多么强大，但是因为他们做这些事情。 神把他们全部都迁移被掳去，你从这些还没有学到功课吗？难道这么多事情、这么多问题、这么多的发生的事情，你没有学到功课吗？难道你不一点都没有学会吗？所以神必然要审判他。
And his point in these verses is that he's talking about the example of a place called Thebes, which is Egyptian by nature. And he's saying that these people, have you not learned from their destruction?
所以他意思说，在我们周围有很多事情，神给我们已经很多警告，我们还是不学的话呢，我们将来也跟他们一样。History will repeat itself. 如果历史会重蹈覆辙，因为你没有从历史里面学到功课。
And the fall of this city, his point is that all around us, we are seeing these lessons poured out on the other countries, the people around us of God's judgment, and we need to learn from that.
所以整本拿鸿书就是告诉我们，如果神给你这么多机会，神不断的给你这么多的这个周围的事情给你去学习，你还是不可能，你还是不肯悔改，你继续犯罪，继续犯罪，继续犯罪呢？结果呢？神必然审判。
And the point here is that as God is giving us these lessons in our surroundings, as we see His judgment enacted on various evils, we need to turn around and repent, because those are opportunities to do so. And each time we see it, if we do not repent, we too will be judged.
所以来到第十八节最后两节。
Now this brings us to verse 18 and the last two verses.
他说：“亚述王啊，你的牧人在睡觉，你的贵族在安歇，你的名已经散在中间，无人招聚。”
He says in verse 18, "Your shepherds are asleep, O king of Assyria. Your nobles slumber. Your people are scattered on the mountains, with none to gather them."
牧人是指国王的意思，古时候的国王都称作牧人。 他说：“你的国王在睡觉，你的这些 leaders， 你的这个贵族都在睡觉，人民已经散了，你还不知道。”他说：“你的损伤无法医治，你的伤和极其大众，凡听你信息的都被因此向你拍掌。你所行的，谁没有遭害遭遇呢？”
Now when he says shepherds in verse 18, he's referring to the leaders of the Assyrians, right? And this is an old term for when the kings were all called shepherds. He says, O king of Assyria, your people are gone, they're scattered already. In verse 19, he says, there's no easing your hurt, your wound is grievous, all who hear the news about you clap their hands over you, for upon whom has not come your unceasing evil.
So 意思说，你们 都没有学会这个功课，最后呢，你的国家全部都会灭。
He says you have not learned your lesson, and at the end, for you is judgment.
所以当我们在讲约拿书的时候，说神要审判这些罪人，要赦免这些罪人。
And so as we looked at Jonah, we saw that God wanted to save these people.
我们心里有一个问题，如果他们不悔改呢？他们这些恶人，如果继续作恶，怎么办呢？ 那红书就讲，如果你继续作恶不肯悔改，你必然受审判。But
then in our hearts arises a problem. What if after taking the gospel and the word of God to these people, they refuse to repent and they continue to do what they do? The answer is here, that God will judge.
所以我们回到那个杀地阿拉伯，杀害他的人如果不肯悔改呢？阿布沙亚在菲律宾，他们如果不肯悔改呢？不过好让如果他们不悔改呢？ 如果我们继续犯罪不肯悔改呢，我们必然受到神的审判。Now
that brings us to the question that we first started with. If Boko Haram refuses to repent, if ISIS refuses to repent, if the Abu Sayyaf refuses to repent, if we refuse to repent, then we too will be judged.
所以我们要懂得，不管你是谁，不管你犯什么罪，我不知道，周围坐这里旁边的人不知道，如果你不肯悔改，你最终一定会受到神的审判。
The point here, brothers and sisters, is regardless of who you are, if you refuse to repent of your sins, at the end of the day, you will face God's judgment.
一章三节，神不以有罪为无罪。
Now remember chapter 1 verse 3, the Lord will by no means fear the guilty.
他必然审判,
he will judge.
这个就是拿鸿书的信息。
And this is the message of the book of Nahum.
让我们都在神面前为自己的罪悔改, 因为当我们悔改的时候, 主耶稣为我们预备的经文就会临到我们。
May we all come before the Lord in repentance, because when we repent of our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us.
让我们做一个重新的祷告。
Let us join our hearts in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word in the book of Nahum. We thank you, Lord, that you have shown us that you are indeed a God of justice. You are a God who will, at the end of the day, exact the necessary punishment on sin. We pray that, Father, we would respond in a way not like the Ninevites, but that we would turn from our sin and that we would follow after you, that we would live our lives according to your word, that we would be conscious of the sin in our hearts, conscious of the way we live, Lord, that we would live carefully according to how you have required us to live, that we may be worthy of the calling of your calling, Lord, that we may be lights to and salt to the world. We pray that, Father, if there's anyone who does not know you yet, that they would turn from their sin and that they would come before you and that they would repent and find salvation. We pray for all in the world who have not found that salvation. We pray for all in the world who continue to sin and to oppress the poor and the powerless, that Lord, by your grace, you too will bring them to repentance and faith. In Jesus' name we pray.